Scientists from the University of Leicester have been demonstrating a treatment which seems to successfully tackle a rare form of leukemia. A study shows that if vemurafenib, a skin cancer drug, is taken by patients with hairy cell leukemia, then it can clear malignant cells and lead to complete clinical recovery in just days.
Scientists from the University of Leicester have been demonstrating a treatment which seems to successfully tackle a rare form of leukemia. The study shows that if vemurafenib, a skin cancer drug, is taken by patients with hairy cell leukemia, then it can clear malignant cells and lead to complete clinical recovery in just days. Well, the study was carried out on a patient at the Leicester Royal Infirmary by Dr. Salvador Marsip, who joins me in the studio now. Salvador, thanks very much for coming in.
Hey, good morning.
This seems quite incredible that you can take a malignant cell and make it recover, actually sort of get rid of the cancer here. How did all this come around?
It is quite exciting, I must say, especially when we are talking about a drug that was being used for another cancer, completely different. Mm. And thanks to the studies we did in the lab, in coordination with Professor Dyer from the Royal Infirmary, we managed to understand what was the genetic changes in this leukemia, and then realize that it was the same that we were seeing in some skin cancers. Since there was already a drug available, it was a good chance to say, okay, let's try it and see how it works. And it did work very well. It was quite exciting and surprising, yeah.
So as someone who's not a scientist, just explain to me basically how this works. Is it injected into the cell, this skin cancer drug? Or?
No, it's taken orally. And it's a drug that has, let's say, not as many side effects as the classic drugs. Yeah, usually for cancer, you get these chemotherapy drugs that are the classic ones that would have a lot of side effects because they're really toxic drugs. Nowadays, we're moving towards a new generation of drugs, which are what we call targeted therapies, which means that they are focused on attacking only, hopefully, only the cancer cells, and therefore not have that many side effects. There are a bunch of them available already. It's been for the last 10, 15 years, we had a few, and they are quite successful at treating a number of cancers.
Now, this cancer or this leukemia in particular is called hairy cell. I mean, leukemia is pretty grim anyway, but hairy cell is a horrible sounding name. What is a hairy cell form of leukemia?
It is hairy because when you look at the microscope, the cells look almost like they had hairs. They have these little spikes. And it's actually a rare form of leukemia. It's not that often that you see it. But I think that the important thing about our study is not that we are able to maybe control this rare form of leukemia, but the fact that we can coordinate the efforts of the labs, the science labs, with the clinicians in the hospital and the Leicester Royal Infirmary and the University of Leicester working together towards finding cures that in the future can be applied to many more patients. Yeah.
And what's interesting with this is it's not brand new medicine. It's medicine that's currently being used in other forms of cancer.
Yep.
So does that mean more research is needed into the drugs that are already available on the market?
Definitely. I mean, cancers are very different. Each cancer is a different world and it has a different sets of changes in the genes, but that doesn't mean that we don't have already drugs available that for a certain cancer that could be used maybe for another cancer. What we're doing, the scientists all over the world, what we're doing now when we do cancer research is try to study the genetic changes in all the cancers, try to find all the things that are wrong in the cancer, and see if we already have drugs that could tackle that problem. Obviously, we need to keep producing new drugs. We're investigating, we're doing research on new drugs, more of these targeted therapies that would be focused on only one thing that doesn't work in a cell. But since there are already few available, and this is an example, I think, of how you can reuse something that's out there. I mean, the advantage is that since the drug has already been approved, has already been through all the hoops, all the technical problems and tests, then obviously we can speed up much faster the treatment. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people, when these discoveries are made, the first thing they ask is, when is it available? When can someone in Leicestershire or Rutland get their hands on this drug or use this new form of therapy?
Yeah, that's a good question, and it's definitely out of our hands. I mean, because there's a lot of regulations and things that need to be checked first, so it's definitely not something that we can say when exactly. The advantage, I think, is that classically, for a new drug to be used, you would see that a delay of 20, maybe years, 15 to 30 years in the maybe 80s, 90s, when we started having these new drugs. Right now, what we're fighting for is to try to make this time much, much shorter, which is what we're doing now, showing that we can use, for instance, a drug that's already out there, which wouldn't need that many tests. Hopefully, that would shorten the time of availability of this drug much, much more.
What is next for you then on this journey? Are you now going to start working on other drugs and their relationship with cancer cells?
We're going to continue. Definitely leukemia has the advantage that we can get the samples from the hospital, take them into the lab and work with the cells right away. It's much easier than, say, any tumour.
I can't imagine how fascinating your job must be, because on the one hand, it must be, you know, incredibly tough when you're trying to combat something like cancer. And on another hand, I can't imagine looking at a cell that's taken from someone who has cancer and trying to break that down. Yeah. What does it feel like moment that you can see it destroying cancer, which is effectively what you're doing? What does that feel like?
It's definitely very, very exciting. I mean, the fact that we can go to the hospital in coordination with our clinicians and Professor Dyer's group, get the samples from the lab and put them in a petri dish in our lab and then throw drugs at it and see if they die or they don't. And with this information, go back to the clinic. This is magic. It's a magic moment, really. And I agree with you. It's a great job, and I go to work every day very, very happy to actually be involved in this experiment.
Well, anyway, listen, it's good to talk to you this morning. Thank you very much indeed for coming in and your time. That's Dr. Salvador Marsip, who has been working on this new pioneering treatment to tackle a rare form of leukemia. It's just coming up now for 7:30.